This podcast is brought to you by PodPro Australia.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Property Investors Handbook podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial every property owner out there should know, and that's navigating the complex world of legislation changes and updates in property management. It seems to be happening all the time lately. We've got the expertise, once again, of Colleen Sutherland from Sutherland's Property Management Group here to guide us through this labyrinth. So buckle up as we explore how to stay ahead of these changes without getting overwhelmed, or I'm going to guess, once we've spoken to Colleen, that you don't have to worry about it at all because she's on top of it. Colleen, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Adam.
Colleen, can you start by giving us an overview of why staying up to date with legislation changes is crucial for, well, a property owner if they're doing it themselves, yeah, or yourself as an agency?
So staying up to date with legislation allows you to introduce each piece of legislation into the tenancy seamlessly. And the other reason is if anything does go wrong and the tenant has the RTA to rely on and it gets to tribunal, when you're in tribunal, it's the property manager or the landlord are the professionals in this equation. They're the ones getting paid.
Yep.
So there is no excuse to not, I didn't know that.
Yep.
And the adjudicator doesn't care. You should have made yourself aware.
He expects you to know.
Yes. So, again, a proactive approach, doing the training, and I get a lot of these bulletins come across my desk and reading and researching, that allows us to create the systems that we'll implement when the changes come.
So you set up as a full-service agency. You know as soon as a legislation change comes into effect, you've got systems and processes to manage that and to take any steps necessary with any tenancy or property management agreement that you've got.
Yes. So when it comes across our desk, it's probably 12 months before it's introduced. So as property managers, we have 12 months to study and implement the changes and integrate it into current and new tenancies. And we work out a plan of how we're going to do it.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I think it's key here. I mean, I remember us talking about dogs a while back and legislation changes that came with pets.
Yes.
And that they suddenly, you know, that you had to have really valid reasons not to do it. I mean, you guys, this is what you guys get paid to do for your clients and to know,
yes,
all this. Because I can imagine as, you know, a property owner who does this themselves, it's not their main focus.
Yes.
They've got their own jobs. They've got their own families. They've got so much going on in their,
yes,
their lives. Very easy to miss something that comes in that could very well be a real problem should they, you know, break the legislation accidentally.
Correct.
By not knowing it's there.
Not knowing it's there. So what would ordinarily happen if you're going to manage your property yourself, and there's people who do and do it quite successfully, they will have the time. It's the time that it takes. Not only, you're not paying me just to collect the rent and fix the leaky taps.
I know a lot of clients think that, but
yes,
it's just there's so much to it.
So you're paying me for my skills, my knowledge, my experience, and I've got lots of it. And that's what you're paying for. We can't prevent human nature, and that's, you know, an insurance claim. But
sure,
what we can do is minimize the risk. So one of our favorite sayings is education is the most cost-effective form of risk mitigation.
Comes up all the time.
All
the
time.
It.
So it's educating me. Then I help educate the landlords and the tenants, and then it runs a lot smoother.
Oh, fantastic. How do you communicate legislation changes to your property owners? Is it necessary at all times, or are you just looking after it in the background?
Some of the things we're looking after in the background because they might be trying to tweak what they've already done. So we've had 4 years. Let's just take the last 4 years as an example. So we were heading for legislation changes in 2020. But obviously the pandemic hit, so we couldn't do that. However, on the turn of a dime, they introduced the COVID response, emergency response,
well,
in housing.
And that would have been had to be implemented quickly.
Yes. Mm. And they implemented it quickly some of it without thought, but we worked our way around it. And it did take a lot because we had to do, you know, whether it was helping people to reduce their rent, have a rent reduction, able to break their lease, all sorts of things for the next 12 months in particular. Then as the COVID response was coming to an end, here comes stage one of the tenancy legislation.
Wow.
So that's where we're talking about the pets and all that sort of thing. So we had some immediate changes for that, and then 12 months later there would have been a stage two. So we implemented the stage one, but what I did was I created probably PowerPoint presentations, because what I find is people read along with me talking.
Sure.
Yeah. So that was probably able to sink in their mind. But I did say, if you've got any questions, call Bree or I and we will walk you through it. So we did it that way. And then again, stage two. So we brought back the ones that we knew weren't in just yet, but we've already done these ones. Yep. Now they've just put on us that a rent increase, while they were trying to do the and trying to keep it at 2%.
Yep.
And so, you know, my argument was, are you going to keep everything else at 2% increase? No, you're not. Only 2%. But what they've done is we can only put the rent up once a year, fair enough, but it's attached to the property and not the tenancy. So you're in there for 12 months and it's at $500 a week.
Yep.
You wish, but it was $500 a week.
Well said.
And in 6 months' time, your job has transferred you to Mackay. So you're going to have to terminate the lease and we have to find somebody else to move in and all that sort of thing. But I can't increase the rent. So even though in that 6 months since the rent went up for you, the market's moved again and the property's now worth $700, mm-hmm. I can't put it to $700 because it was increased in September. You're moving out in February. I can't increase it whatsoever until next September.
But what if the new tenant has then taken a 12-month lease from the time in February when I've moved out? You can't increase it halfway at that September point, halfway through there.
You can. So what happens is in February, you move in February, and it is 12-month lease. I let you know it's only going to be $500 till this September.
Wow.
And then the rent will increase to this much money.
Even understanding and knowing all that.
Yes.
You know, this is why people need a property manager, because, you know, knowing exactly how that falls, because my instant, you know, thought was, they sign up for a tenancy, so that the landlord's missing out on increasing it from that, in that example, September until the lease comes up again in February. But no, you can. And
yes, you know, so you do a built-in rent increase.
Right.
But I still have to go through the same process that 2 months before the lease expires, I have to remind you in writing that it's going to go up to $700 on the 29th of September.
Sure. Okay. So key thing to understand here. So in terms of tenancies, if you're coming in not on the anniversary of a rent increase, you'd be doing a whole lot now of tenancy agreements that have this in the middle of them.
Yes. That legislation hasn't come in as yet, but it will be in very shortly. And this, what are we, March 2024? So it will be in shortly. And going forward, this is how we have to, this is how we can only increase the rent. So we've already got landlords upset that it's coming in, but please know it's not the property manager, it's legislation. Mm. It's a government. Go
you
and yell
only
at
do what you
Miles.
What you're guided by with legislation.
Yes.
As we've talked about, you get a lot of these changes, and some are important, some not so important, but
yes, correct. So there's legislation and you can read it and go, oh yeah, I know what that means, or I understand what they're saying. There is the Tenancy Act and there's the tenancy regulations. So the regulations tell you how to implement the Act. And that might be a lot of gobbledygook for you, but you have to know how to interpret the legislation.
Yep.
And that's where some property managers and maybe landlords come undone to go, oh, the tenants have done this and this and this. It's only because you don't know or you don't know what you're looking for and all that sort of thing. Yep.
Another great reason to have someone like yourself with 30 years of experience having dealt with this stuff, because as you keep talking, Colleen, it's making my brain explode on if you had to navigate that yourself. I mean, you're an expert. This is what you do every day of the year. And, you know, property owners doing this by themselves and having
if I wasn't a property manager, there is no way I would do this myself.
No.
Because of what we know, you have to know, and you miss something, too bad, so sad. If you've done something wrong, like you're at the tribunal trying to get the tenant out and you've done the notice to leave on the wrong day, one day too early or on the day, the magistrate or the adjudicator will chuck it out, start again.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got to know all this stuff. Mm. You must, knowing what you do know, doing what you do, you must think property owners, landlords who do this themselves must be scared for them on what could potentially go
wrong.
Yes,
it could cost them thousands. And do you know, and I don't want to brag, but I'm the one who is not afraid to go to tribunal to hash it out with the tenant, because the tenant's been told this from the RTA and I know it as this. So the only person who's going to give us a definitive answer is the adjudicator. And if you understand what the adjudicator is saying, you either stand corrected or you go, I thought so.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Most of the time it's I thought so. But whatever. I don't want to go to QCAT just to be a smarty pants.
No.
I want to know that I'm right and I'm doing the best I can for the client.
Yep,
And that's where I get a lot of training from.
It's something that's come through in all of our podcasts, Colleen, that you're willing to stand up for
your
clients.
Not afraid.
And your tenants, you know, and, you know, a bit of a backbone. And because you hear so many fluffing around, oh, we don't want to go anywhere near that or anything
It can be scary.
But if it's the right thing to do to get the right result, I love that you're willing to do it.
Yes. So if you go in, the adjudicator is there and he's going to tell you what the end result will be. So you just sit there and accept it. So you've got to put your ego out the door because it can be very easily bruised.
I can imagine.
But if you go in there and take it as a lesson, so whether it's a lesson of, oh, I stand corrected, or it's a lesson of, that's what I thought, it's a lesson. Mm. And then the next time you know, look, Mr. Landlord, I can't claim that. I tried to last time and it got thrown out. Yeah.
You know, Colleen, I've got a question here and I think I'm going to answer it for you because you won't answer it the way I want you to. I was going to ask, you know, for someone managing their own property, what advice would you give them to stay compliant with the law? And do you know what your answer should be? Don't do it. Get your property managed by us.
That'd be the first port of call because, one, I'm biased, but two, I know what they will drag you through the coals.
Yep.
And they try to, and they've got no compassion. So you've got to have the backbone to be there. You've also got to have the time because it's very time consuming. Yeah, it's very time consuming. But if you're set on a price point, expect then you will receive back what you pay for. And if you're paying full fees and you can't see the value in it, then possibly there's no value in it. They're just charging that because that's how much we charge. And cannot justify.
There's a bit of that out there too, isn't
there?
Yeah.
Yep. And can't justify, you know, with their experience, knowledge, blah, blah,
blah. This is why I implore everyone to have a listen to this series that we are making here, the Property Investor's Handbook, because in each episode, we do really unpack the value that you offer here. And there is so much to it. As we've talked about, there are so many property investors out there who just think, where's the value in having a property manager? Why am I paying these fees? You know, all they're doing is that the tenant just pays the money into their bank account and they go and have a look at the place every now and again. But have a listen to our episodes. There is so much involved. And like we talked about in a previous episode, there is value there that you can see, but it's also the stuff you don't see and the value that's there if something goes wrong. And
So what you're not paying me or my staff by the hour.
No.
It's not like, oh, I've paid you $100. What have I got for that? Mm. It's if something goes wrong, and it usually does, we know how to fix it. So you're paying for my time, my experience, my knowledge of legislation, all that sort of thing. And that's what wrapped up
and
is wrapped
service,
up in that
100 service. Yeah. Someone you can ring and they're on the end of the phone.
Yes. Yeah, because when you're in a panic and something's gone wrong with legislation, you need to ask somebody.
Yep.
The tenant has the RTA, whether it's always right or not is another story, but you've got me.
Yep.
So, or Bree, and we've got that. And Bree's got the longevity and you've got, and she's had the constant training on this legislation that yep. helps our landlords.
Fantastic. Well, look, having a seasoned property management team on your side like Colleen and Bree at Sutherlands will make all the difference in staying compliant and stress-free. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to managing your investment properties. Catch you next time on the Property Investors Handbook podcast. Thanks so much again, Colleen Sutherland.
Thanks, Adam.